Hey guys, before we get started, this podcast has some strong language. You've been warned.
This week's episode of the Rabble Podcast was recorded on February 13th, Galentine's Day, 2020, at Kirby Lane on Guadalupe Street with our very special guest, Beto O'Rourke.
Welcome to The Rabble. We are bringing confetti and jello shots to Texas politics. We're your hosts. I'm Becky Bullard.
I'm Kristen Gunn.
I'm Ashley Chang. We've decided to stop flipping out and start flipping some seats.
Woo! Legislative seats, that is.
That's a good point. All right, so let's get to it, y'all.
Okay, guys. So this episode is a very special episode, right? Like all the 90s. Da, na, na, na. It's very special.
On a very special episode of The Rabble.
Right? That's right. A big episode.
So Beto O'Rourke has been trying to get on our podcast for over a year.
He's been
and we've
begging
been,
us.
We've been like, no, Beto.
Sorry.
No, we are booked solid.
That's and not true. We've been begging him.
Finally, we squeezed him in. We made a little time for him yesterday. JK, we did a ton of research. We were so excited to talk to him. And some of the things that he said just made me love him more and really gave me a lot of excitement and verve about flipping Texas blue in 2020.
Okay, wait. But before we get to that, I want to hear what y'all have been up to this week. Who cares about Beto?
I think everyone listening.
Okay, so for me this week, I am so excited to find out that the documentary that we're featured in, The Pushback, is premiering at South By.
So exciting.
So this, if you guys haven't heard about it, The Pushback profiles stories of Texas advocates and politicians and normals that are, you know, kicking back against the perception that Texas is a red state and pushing back, really. And it's produced by Richard Linklater. The director is Kevin Ford. You can go online right now. We'll link to it in the show notes on South By and you can get tickets. The air dates are March 16th at 11:30 at the Paramount, and then there's a couple more after that premiere. So if you are able to come, you should come because we're going to be there. We'd love to meet you in person. We can't say enough good things about this film.
Some of my total sheroes are in it, and I feel like so. Like,
I know,
the scenes
and
with
some
us
of them will be there.
Yes.
Like, Congressman Veronica Escobar is a huge part of the film. And it's like it follows her during her campaign, which
and
is really cool.
If you're not familiar with who she was big in the news recently after the State of the Union. She gave the response to the State of the Union en Español, which was really amazing.
Yeah, she's incredible. So I'm still on a high from finding out about that. Hopefully y'all can come out and see it with us. If not, we'll hopefully get it out to a theater near you soon.
Ash, what is your week hold?
So this past weekend, I went block walking again for the first time in a very long time. I feel like block walking sneakers and the clipboard were rusty. I actually still had a clipboard in the back of my car.
Your mobile campaign office.
Yeah, exactly. Peeling the Beto stickers off and get back at it again now. But yeah, I block walked for my candidate, Dr. Pritesh Gandhi, in U.S. District 10. And it's still every single time I sign up to block walk, I'm always like, why am I doing this? And their campaign does a really good job of sending you personal text messages to be like, you know where you're going? Are you good today? I can't wait to see you. And I'm like, oh, man. I can't bail on this. I want to bail so
badly. It's like a gym buddy. A text gym buddy.
It is. Yeah. They're brilliant with that. Yeah. And usually, like, I don't sign up for this shit without inviting someone else to go with me because I know I won't do it unless I force someone else. And I always have friends who are like, you're so good. You're so involved. Wow. I'm like, no, I'm just trying to rope you into this so that I am. So I don't have an excuse. But it was so much fun. It ends up being so, well, one, it was a really nice day to go walking. It's just nice to be outside and walking around. And people, especially in a primary race, are so nice.
Because you're only talking to Democrats, right?
Yeah. Well, even like later on, you're usually only talking to Democrats, yeah, too. But
because they have targeted houses where people have voted in an election before in the Democratic race of some sort. So it's at least likely a friendly space.
Well, and I think people are also really I think a lot of people still, even though we're just days away from early voting, have no idea who they're voting for. And so what I found is that they genuinely wanted to hear what I had to say because they were like, oh, I've been meaning to look up this race. Like, tell me your point of view. And it was exciting because so often, I feel like usually when you're block walking later on in the year, it's like, oh, good, thanks for the reminder. Oh, good, thanks for this extra information. Okay, I'll get to vote. But it was like a much more interactive conversation. So I feel like there's still time to go volunteer, and people should definitely do it because I actually convinced a lot of people to switch to my candidate.
And this is crunch time. So candidates need volunteers now, like, bad.
I always hesitate, one, because I think people will be mean to me, but then two, because I feel like I'm not going to do my candidate justice. What do you – you've spoken to the people, won't be mean to you probably, but maybe, but probably not.
The worst I got was like a chihuahua barking rabidly at the – I actually put on our Instagram stories.
Which your Instagram story is
It was so
inspiring.
Good, you guys.
Yeah, really
it
good.
Made me want to run out and block walk.
Definitely
right
go check it out.
But so if you have doubts, go check our highlights. It's on there. So I always have the same concern. And, you know, I've heard – Dr. Gandhi speak before and was like, okay, I'm on board. These are the reasons why, you know, he cares about healthcare. He's a doctor, all these different things. He started like Physicians for Gun Violence, an organization when he was in med school, right?
It's like, wow.
But I didn't know that before I went to block walk because here's the thing. In my mind, the best thing about block walking is actually the training you get before because oftentimes they have everyone go around in the circle and talk about why you're there and why you support your candidate. And so I learned all this interesting information. I mean, there's this woman who was talking about how she's a daughter of immigrants. And so she thinks his story as being a son of immigrants is so powerful. And she's like tearing up as she's saying this. And it's like, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it's really rare you get to be in spaces like that where you get to hear people's stories and such. You know, it's one of the reasons why we do this podcast, because we get to be in a space like this to hear people's stories. So
they don't just throw you to the wolves.
No, they don't.
Oh, no, they really. And you, the great thing about it, that I was always nervous because I was like, I'm going to be terrible at this. But you actually practice. They do the training. They tell you all the things that you need to know, and then you practice. Which at first I'm always like, I don't want to practice. But then I'm always so glad that I did, because then when I actually go to somebody's door, those initial nerves are gone.
And if you don't want to go out there alone, they don't make you. You know, that you can pair up with someone in the training, or they'll send like a staffer out with you, which is nice.
Okay, all right.
So, yeah.
Kristen, we're going to get you to block walk this cycle. I'm really excited. It's going to happen.
PSA for block walking. All right. Becky, what about you? What are you doing this week?
Yeah. So one of the best things that I started doing when I was trying to figure out what the hell is going on in Texas politics, how does it all work, is I just started showing up to events that different organizations were putting on. And so one of the greatest organizations that you can go to their events to get up to speed on Texas politics is the Texas Tribune. Obviously, you know, you can read what they're writing, but their events I have found to be incredibly valuable. They're free. This week I went to a breakfast event. They do these in their studio on South Congress, but they also have events all over the state throughout
the year.
And
they always have tacos, don't they?
Yes, I was going to say. Free breakfast tacos from Taco Deli, so they're good. And also free coffee. So that is awesome. Come for the breakfast tacos, stay for the policy.
And probably Becky, because she goes to all of them.
I do. You can find me and we'll go get more coffee after. But this week, the event that I went to was called Who Will Control the Texas House? And it was a discussion with Representative Celia Israel, who is based here in Austin. And she is leading the Democratic Party's efforts to regain the majority in the House. I think you'll hear once a day from us or any other Democrat in Texas that we're 9 seats away from flipping the Texas House.
Oh, my God. What if she was our speaker?
Oh, my God. It would be amazing. She's wonderful. And then from the other side, they had State Rep Craig Goldman of Fort Worth, who part of the discussion centered around this list of 22 Republicans in the Texas House that the Democrats are targeting to try and flip their seats. He's one of those. And so there was some good-natured ribbing back and forth between him and Rep. Israel about that. But I find that going to events like this, it gives me insight that just reading and trying to learn things on my own can't do for me. And I highly, highly recommend going to events wherever you are, that especially candidate forums, because you can read a candidate's website and kind of get a feel for their policies, but you really don't fully grasp how they operate as a human and what kind of leader they might be until you see them speak in person. So a really good event coming up that I'm excited about that's here in Austin is going to be February 20th at Native Hostel. Our friends at Good Politics are doing a party for the people, and they're describing it as basically a farmer's market of candidates. So, like, candidates in races from, you know, county commissioner up to U.S. Congress are going to have tables, and you can go around to all the different candidates, learn more about them, talk to them in person, ask them your questions, and I think that's going to be incredibly valuable. So if you're in Austin, definitely come check that out, and if you're in another city, see what your local Democratic Party, what events they're putting on, local clubs. They are having candidate forums like crazy right now because all the candidates want people to hear their stories. And just speaking with them in person is so valuable. I can't stress that enough.
Also at this farmer's market, every candidate will be in an artisan mason jar with twine wrapped around it. So come for that too.
Yes.
Some extra take homes for you and the kiddos.
Yeah. But the candidates, not their stuff. Yeah, the candidates themselves.
Yeah, so that's what I was up to this week, nerding out at.
Well, and if you've got FOMO hearing about that, they always broadcast their things on Facebook. You can go back and watch the videos.
They do.
Mm-hmm. I do that oftentimes and see Becky and her red and blue hair in like
really?
The front seat. Yeah.
Yeah, right in front. Taking my notes.
This week's episode of The Rabble is brought to you by Noom. I get asked a lot, does Noom work? And it does for me. Getting in shape doesn't have to be about losing a specific amount of weight or a magic number on a scale. It's about building healthier habits and feeling better about yourself. If fitting in that favorite pair of jeans is your goal, great. But there are other reasons you might want to practice self-care, and every person is different.
Self-care.
I know. I love self-care too.
I love being different.
So
I love jeans. I love pants. Noom is for me.
I mean, Noom actually is for me. I've been using Noom for, I don't know, about 6 months now. So one of the things I like most about it is Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy habit-forming app to help you stick to your goals. Here's the thing. We're all humans. People get off track. There's no shaming with this app. In fact, one of the things that I loved most about it when I first started, Becky, do you remember what I said?
You said that the copywriting was really good.
And yeah.
That got me to download it because I appreciate good copy.
It felt like I had a Becky app that was just encouraging me to eat more baby carrots.
Awesome. So if Becky were to create a health app,
it would be Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. You can sign up for your trial today at Noom, which is Noom.com/rabble, RABBLE.
And then you get to be healthier, and we get to keep doing this podcast.
And you get a baby carrot, and you get a baby carrot.
Okay, so real talk. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/rabble and start your trial today. That's Noom.com/RABBLE. Welcome back. And now here is our interview with Beto O'Rourke.
So let's just jump right in.
Let's do this.
All right. So as you know, politics aren't all fun and games, but they kind of are in our minds. And every episode, we always kick off the episode with a game. And we like to choose games that we all grew up playing at slumber parties.
Yeah.
And then we just add the word political in front of it. And we feel like that works for the podcast.
Yeah.
So today with The Rabble, we would like to play Political Two Truths and a Lie with you. Are you familiar with this game?
I am not, but I'm assuming it involves two truths and a lie.
Yes.
About yourself.
We're going to kick it off with an example with two truths and a lie about the Rabble podcast.
Do I have to guess which are the truths and which are the lies?
Yeah. Yes.
So I get it now. You didn't explain the entire game.
So we just knew that you were smart and you would catch on.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to go
first.
It was
a self-explanatory
we'll give you
title.
Three. Two of them are truths and one is a lie. So one of the things we say is going to be a lie, and then it'll be your turn for us to guess yours.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go first.
Okay.
Oh, do you have questions?
Well, no. I mean, I wish I need.
You had more time.
Like
time.
I had like a week to come up yeah. with this because this
oh,
is.
Oh yeah, you are like really... a writer. I feel like writers need time to make
totally.
The perfect words.
Okay,
happen.
But we'll just we'll
sometimes
go
these
with
things
it.
Are better
we'll
on
this.
This
is more punk rock. It'll be good. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. This will be more real. So Becky's gonna kick us okay. off. This is a two truths and a lie about the Rabble
the
podcast.
First.
And am I to respond?
You have to wait till the
all three. All of them. Okay.
Yeah. 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 Okay. Okay. Here we go. One of us gyrated in pink spandex to counter-protest an InfoWars guy who was disrupting a Planned Parenthood rally at the Capitol of Texas.
The Rabble podcast listeners are all over Texas, but also there are 19 in Qatar, which I always pronounce Qatar, and recently learned is incorrect. Qatar.
Thanks, NPR. Yeah. And we did a Bananas for Beto event where we block walked in inflatable banana suits and it was a big banana theme. So which one of those is the lie versus the truths?
I am going to go with Qatar.
No, we actually have 19 listeners in Qatar.
You know why? You know why? Because I don't want it to be a lie that people would dress up in banana outfits and knock on doors for me. So
when we came up with that just now, we were like, oh, that would have been good.
Missed
we could have given
that.
I was actually thinking it'd be a really good thing to do, like at like the Austin Marathon or something, and hand out bananas.
And you know, with like Beto written on them.
It's not too
time.
Late. You can take that one. That's
it's
a freebie for you.
Because I
want
to believe that. That was where I was going, but I was like, you know what? It would be really cool if they actually did that.
Next time you run for office. Call us up and
bananas
we'll
are in?
Bananas
yeah.
for Beto all the time.
Yeah. Bananas yeah. for Beto. Making yeah. it happen.
Okay. Did you think of two truths and a lie for yourself?
Okay. My junior year of high school, I was the highest high jumper in the state finals. Number one.
Okay.
Number two, I illegally crossed the border in order to play a punk rock show. number three, we have 1.6 million followers on Twitter, but our greatest response rate comes from those who are living in Qatar.
You made this easy for us.
Yeah. So that those
I
are
mean,
my three.
I don't buy the high jump. That doesn't ring true for me.
Highest high jump at that one statewide track meet.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
1989 or 19.
I can't believe this wasn't part of your platform. How do we not know this about you already? That's very impressive. Yeah.
I think you'd be talking to Senator O'Rourke right now. Is
that your greatest regret? Is that you didn't talk more about your high jump skills?
Yeah.
My greatest regret that we didn't do the Bananas for Beto. So
yeah.
It sounded so good. You know what? And the Bananas for Beto sounds like the 2018 campaign. Cynthia remembers this. We would go to, especially for some reason, during early voting in 2018. And we were traveling the state, going to early voting rallies, trying to get people to early vote. And there would be great response. And a lot of people would come out at public parks and open fields and libraries. And inevitably, there'd be somebody dressed up as a Tyrannosaurus Rex, in an inflatable Tyrannosaurus
yep.
Rex.
Yes.
And so that, when you said bananas, I was like, that's not inconceivable that someone, if you're dressed up as a
bananas
dinosaur, why not be dressed up as a banana?
Yeah, T-Rexes are so 2018. The future is bananas.
That's
so.
Like prehistoric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm very, very excited about your new organization, Powered by People. And one of the things that makes me really excited about it is in your messaging, you talk a lot about how politics should be fun. And that is like our number one, not our number one mission. Our mission is to get more people involved in politics by making it fun. So it was really thrilling to me to know that that's what y'all are doing. So I'm curious to know, what is the most fun that you've ever had in politics?
So it's interesting. It kind of depends on how you define fun. Like there's the instant gratification kind of fun. Somebody tells a joke, you laugh, that's fun. There is the fun you have when you're doing something that is really hard and sometimes really sucks, but is really rewarding, and you're doing it with really great people, and at the end of the day, you're drinking a beer with them, and you're talking about the
cheers.
Day that you just had. Cheers to you. Cheers to you. Cheers. I'm cheersing all the glasses. And you've shared in this sacrifice, and you've shared in this service, and you've shared in this work that's absolutely critical in saving our country right now. And I don't think that is saying anything that's not true. Our democracy, our country, our republic, our form of government, our constitution is all on the line right now and under attack unlike any time in our lifetimes, and maybe the lifetime of the country with the exception of the Civil War. And what we do to meet that challenge is going to define each one of us individually and all of us as a country forever after. And yet, as tough as that is, and I think it's really tough, you can have fun while you're doing it. And the fun has to come through the work. It has to come through knocking on doors, registering voters, you yourself making a commitment to vote or running for office. None of that is easy work, but there's something that's really fun about it. And I'll tell you, I just, for the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, was knocking on doors in Katy and Sugarland and Fulshear and Richmond, Texas, and in Fort Bend County for Eliz Markowitz, mm-hmm. Who is still going to be our candidate in HD28 because she's on the ballot again in November. I probably knocked on 800 doors. Other people knocked on many more. It's really tough. You're outside. It can be grueling. Your feet hurt at the end of the day. Some people don't want to see you when you knock on their door. And yet, when you have a connection with somebody on their front porch, it's absolutely transcendent, right? It's human to human in a way that just doesn't happen anymore in what has become a very divided country at a moment when we all have screens in front of our faces and we don't have to associate with people that we don't like or with whom we don't agree. There's something really beautiful about that. And then to do it with other committed volunteers, other crazies like myself who are willing to drive, you know, 600 miles or wherever you lived in the state or the country to come down there. That was a lot of fun. And when we would get together at the end of the day, everyone had a smile on their face. Everyone was happy. We weren't anguished. We weren't despondent. We weren't depressed. We weren't pissed off. We were pissed off about what's going on in the country. But we were doing something about it. And we weren't wondering what's going to happen because we knew what was going to happen. We're going to go knock on doors again tomorrow. So it's a long answer to your question, but I'm totally with your philosophy. I think politics has to be fun. And what was so beautiful about the 2017-2018 Texas Senate race is that we were with you all, with so many great people who did the really difficult work, but they had fun while they were doing it, right? And I think that's the way that we have to approach this moment. It's really important work, but we don't have to be so grim and so serious and so down-faced about it. We can realize the challenge and then have fun while we're meeting it.
I love that so much. I feel like it's kind of like when people go through a traumatic experience together, like you get stranded on a desert island with somebody and then you all become like very, very close. I feel like that's where all of us are right now. Like we're in this desperate time. And so we're coming together and
Gilligan's Island.
You remember totally. What I said? I said it's like falling in love and war. That's what this is.
Yeah.
Right now. That's what.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no comparison that's perfect for this moment because I think this moment is truly exceptional. We just haven't seen this before in the history of our country. But a thought I had today is as dark as these times are, they really bring out the best in really wonderful people. And there's something very beautiful about that. And it's really going to be the true test of us, each of us, and for our country and certainly for our state. And how fucking cool would it be if Texas, of all places, was the state that stopped Donald Trump and the state that stopped Trumpism and the state that no one expected to come through at the end. I mean, it makes the movie of 2020 when they make it in 2030 that much more interesting. Like when you thought all hope was lost, Texas comes through of all places. But we all know that that's possible, right? Because you're on the ground right now. You're making great stuff happen. We all got to join together in 2017 and 2018. The people are there. And we got within 2.5 points of Cruz in a midterm year. Imagine what we could do in a presidential year when Democratic turnout is so much higher. But it's not going to happen of its own accord, right? Like, we have to make it happen.
Well, I couldn't be more thrilled that you are bringing your influence and the enthusiasm of your supporters to focus on Texas specifically and the Texas House. And so if you could talk more about Powered by People and what y'all are up to, that'd be amazing.
Yeah. So this is a perfect follow-up question to the conversation that we're having about having fun and making something that is otherwise impossible happen. And it happens through the power of people. You can't spend enough money. No offense, Mike Bloomberg. You can't write an amazing enough ad or have a clever enough post on Facebook or tweet something that is going to blow everyone's mind and win that way. You got to do it by working with other people from the grassroots, knocking on doors, making phone calls, texting, direct voter-to-voter engagement. Like you and I, eyeball-to-eyeball right now, are making a connection. And when you do that time and again on someone's front porch, they may or may not see the TV ad. They may or may not remember what came on their radio. They'll never forget that you showed up and that you took the time out of your life, unpaid, having what can sometimes be an awkward, raw, but honest conversation with them. That's so powerful. And so our whole premise is if we can leverage the power of volunteers like those at the table and the millions more beyond to knock on those doors in important state house races. We had 20,000 people knock on doors for us in the 2018 Senate race, and we knocked on millions of doors over the course of that race and called and texted millions of people as well. That might very well prove the difference in winning the 9 seats we need to command a majority in the state house for the first time since 2001. And, you know, not only can we stop bad stuff that's happening right now, a legislature that favors gun rights over public safety and our kids in schools, a state that is the least insured in the United States, whose largest provider of mental health care services is the county jail system, so that people with schizophrenia and clinical depression are getting arrested on purpose to get care in the one place they're guaranteed it. But we could do really good stuff. Like imagine Texas leading the country in confronting climate change before it's too late, or paying our public school educators a world-class salary for the world-class work that they do. There's so much positive that could be accomplished, but it's only possible if we have a majority. Here's the really good news. We are 9 seats down from a majority, and in 2018, I won more votes than Ted Cruz in 9 of the districts that are currently represented by Republicans. So not only is this possible, in some way, we've actually done this already before. And if we can get the band back together and go knock on those doors, there's a very real chance that we can do this. So that's really exciting to me. And it's not unrelated to winning more congressional races, because each congressional district is comprised of, you know, several state house districts and the holy grail in American politics, delivering the 38 electoral college votes in Texas to Elizabeth Warren or Pete Buttigieg, yes, or Bernie Sanders or Mike Bloomberg or Joe Biden or whoever the nominee is, right? Or Amy Klobuchar, I don't want to leave her out. Whoever it is, right? I am a 1,000,000% committed to helping them be successful and hopefully helping them to win the state of Texas. So we call it Powered by People. If any of your listeners are interested, the website is poweredxpeople.org, because Powered BY People was already purchased, so we're cheap. poweredxpeople.org. You can sign up and then we'll put you to work.
Efficient with these dollars.
Totally. We had 1,100 people come down to Fort Bend in January. 1,100 people from all over Texas knocked on 41,000 doors, made a difference in that race. And if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired and actually want to get out and go do something and channel that energy, join us and we'll put you to work knocking on doors.
I'm curious, of those 1,100 people who showed up for that race, do you have a sense how many of them had worked on a house race before?
That's such a good question. Very few of them. So many told me that the first race they ever volunteered for, ever donated to, was ours in 2018. And on a very personal level said that volunteering, while helpful to what we were trying to do, personally for them, brought them out of depression or helped them bridge being unemployed to the next job. In other words, they had purpose and function during the day. So a lot of brand new people to the political process, which is really exciting.
That's amazing. And you did mention that there is a presidential election coming up. And we usually only cover Texas politics, but we have to ask you, your presidential Texas bro, Julian Castro, did come out in support of Elizabeth Warren. Do you plan on endorsing or knocking on doors or doing anything and making any big announcements about your brothers and sisters out there running for president?
So the short answer is no. Longer answer is, no matter who the nominee is, I will do everything within my power to support them and help make them successful, both as a candidate in their effort to defeat Trump, and then as president. We want whoever the next president is to be successful, because we've got really extraordinary challenges in front of us, and they're going to need all of us behind them. So I don't care. No me importa who it is. We're going to get behind them. But I want to say this. Whether you worked on the Elizabeth Warren campaign or the Pete Buttigieg campaign or any of the other campaigns in Iowa or New Hampshire, the two contests that have been decided already, we all know, because we've all knocked on doors, how tough that work is. Even tougher when you're in one of those states where it's not Texas and it's really bitterly cold. And one of the reasons for hope or optimism right now is that there were so many good people working on these campaigns. So I commend them. I commend the candidates. They're all really good people who are doing this for the right reason. And when we decide on a nominee, I'm behind them 100%.
Amazing. Okay, so we always like to end our pod with a mission. And I think, going back to the beginning, having fun in politics is the best unifier and the best motivator. And so if you're familiar with the Wonder Twins, like, we're your counterpart in Wonder Twinning out and like making that happen. So do you have a mission that our listeners can do this week that incorporates action items that are near and dear to your heart, but also incorporates fun?
Oh, wow. That's such a good question. Specifically this week?
Yes.
Okay. So my belief is that the most effective way to bring somebody into our democracy, especially in a state that until recently ranked 50th in voter turnout, not because we don't love democracy, but because we were drawn that way, right? Like, if you are Black, if you are Mexican American, if you do not look like the majority of this country, there's a good chance our state legislature drew you out of a district to diminish your political power and the effectiveness of your vote. How do we transcend that before we get the majority? When we get the majority, we'll redraw boundaries so we bring everyone in. The best way is just what you and I are doing, just direct engagement, talking to one another, being in the same room, being present, intentionally inviting somebody into the conversation. So what can you do if you're listening to this at home or in your car? There are so many amazing candidates who are running. Find the state house candidate who represents your district and sign up to volunteer for them. There's a group called Flip the Texas House, which is chasing voter registration. There are more than a million known Democrats who reliably voted in every election and voted for Democrats who just moved here from other states who are not registered yet in Texas. They are mailing out voter registration forms to these newly moved Texans, and then they want you to go out and knock on doors and remind them that voter registration form's arrived and to fill that out. Volunteer for them. There's a group called Postcards to Voters. You can literally, creatively draw a postcard and mail it out to a voter. And much in the way showing up on someone's front porch is uniquely powerful, getting a hand-drawn postcard where somebody has poured in their creativity is really amazing, and it has a very positive effect. So those are a couple of ways this weekend you could get involved immediately. And I've got to tell you, we were volunteering for ELIS over the last bunch of weeks in Fort Bend. Though it was really tough, I've never been happier. I just found myself with a smile on my face all the time because I was doing something that I knew was helpful. And I knew that I alone wasn't going to be able to do this, but there were hundreds and then later over 1,000 people who did this. So if you do this kind of work, you're going to be in really good company and you're going to have a lot more fun and you're going to be successful in life and people will like you more
and
your children will no longer resent you. Your hairline will stop receding. Yeah, everything's going to be good in your life if you do this.
Fans of guitar. Cutter.
What is the answer to the Cutter issue? Like, what's the Cutter connection to this? And hello to everybody in Cutter, by the way, who's listening to this right now.
No idea.
Yeah.
We're just that good.
Yeah.
That's really all it is.
It's, we've gone worldwide.
There's like expats everywhere from Texas.
If you're listening in Qatar, I hope that you will send in a picture of the 19 or 18 friends that you have that are all listening to this together and send it into the podcast.
Maybe they're writing postcards
and just spending a lot on shipping
to get back here in Texas. Who knows?
Oh.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Beto. This has been amazing.
Thank you. I'm a big fan and love that you are so focused on making politics fun. And I think that that has been a barrier for so many people is they're anxious about getting involved and they don't know if they're going to like it. And it's such a serious business and it doesn't have to be that way. And you all exemplify that. So thank you for what you all are doing. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you just made my year. I'm going to go home and like journal about this.
Thank you all.
Yeah. Thanks, Beto.
Okay, so I'm so excited to talk about this week's mission that was divined from Beto straight to our ears. But before we do that, I just want to let you know, so we're partnering with Blue Squad, which has an amazing app. You can go into your app store right now, download it. We put up a mission every week that makes getting engaged and involved really easy. And they also interact with a ton of other amazing organizations that you can collaborate with them as well and do their mission. It's gamified. We hand out prizes every once in a while to our leaders. So Blue Squad app right now, and we're going to tell you about the mission.
Okay, straight from Beto. Here's your Blue Squad, the Rabble mission of the week. Number one, find out who is running in your Texas House district. There may be several. Figure out who you like best. Go to vote411.org, and they'll tell you who is running to represent you in every race, and they'll link you out to the campaign's websites.
It's kind of like the Tinder of politics. That's what I like to say.
You like to say that about everything.
Well, I just...
a website or
you
an
just
app.
Wish that Tinder politics existed. I want to create it into existence
you should tell,
in my mind.
Maybe tell the League of Women Voters. They're responsible for Vote 411, so...
Now I'll Bumble.
And then once you find the Texas House candidate that you like the best, contact their campaign via social media or their website or whatever and ask how you can volunteer. Beto said so. We have to do it. Also, we got to support Flip the Texas House. And guess what? This mission is about to get meta. Because Flip the Texas House is also an organization on the Blue Squad app. So search for them in the organizations tab, support them, and do their missions as well. Because they're the best, and we love them. And then finally, perfect for our introverts out there, sign up
for our listeners in Qatar.
Right. Sign up with Postcards to Voters at postcardstovoters.org. I personally like to host postcard parties at my local brew pub because beer.
Thanks for listening this week, guys. If you don't already, be sure to subscribe to The Rabble in any podcast store. Tell one friend about The Rabble this week because most people find out about the best podcasts from someone they know. And be sure to like us on all the socials at The Rabble TX.
Bye.
Bye.